Chapter 28. Hank was pacing nervously. The club had been closed for over an hour. It had never taken Jolie that long to get home before. The words of Simon Garfunkel's big, bright, green pleasure machine repeated in his head until he put the record on. "It isn't good to get upset about absolutely nothing," he told himself. Then he heard her on the stairs. She seemed to be in a happy mood when she came through the door. "How have you been?" said Hank, trying to look happy too. She came over and sat on the arm of their chair without taking off her jacket. "I've been thinking that maybe I haven't been taking good care of you lately. I've been thinking about it all night, and I think I know what the problem is." Hank was getting nervous, and his throat was dry. He got up and started across the room and stopped when he realized that he was walking away from her while she was talking. He turned around in the center of the floor and stood there, looking awkward. "I want to love you and take care of you, Hank." As she spoke, he realized that she'd been drinking. "But you've got to stop living on the allowance that your parents give you and get a job." Hank grimaced. So that was it. Just a stupid thing like where his money came from. He didn't understand why it bothered her. But he didn't understand why a lot of things didn't bother her either. Maybe they couldn't have conversations that communicated the exactness of their feelings, but with some work, they could do better than a country mile miss. The truth of it was that Jolie didn't like the appearance of Hank living off of her. It made her feel desperate and taken advantage of. "I'll see what I can do about getting a job tomorrow," said Hank, with a soothing resignation. "You will," said Jolie. She smiled that smooth, elastic smile that was a little crooked on account of the booze. "You're going to be the best man I ever had. I know it." She looked at him in a way that she wanted to have him fuck her brains out.